Hi, I am the Strategist Cowboy. Today, I'm going to review two pretty normal ABV porter beers. One medium to low ABV porter from the county Yorkshire in England, UK. Yorkshire being the largest county in the UK. And the other one is the Hedemora Porter from the village Ingvallspenning in Dalarna, Sweden. Dalarna is partly what it sounds like, the valleys in Swedish. It is neighboring the mountain ridge chain that separates Sweden from Norway. This mountain ridge chain is one of the main reasons why there has been so few land wars between Sweden and Norway. The other main reason is that Norway for so long belonged to Denmark, and there has been plenty of wars between Denmark and Sweden throughout history. Sometimes Norway participated in these wars against Sweden, but then usually at sea. For nearly 100 years between 1814 and 1905, Norway was in a union with Sweden. But it wasn't exactly an equal union. Ingvallspenning is located 180 kilometers, i.e. 112 US miles, northwest from Stockholm, or about 2.5 hours drive by car. That is, if you want to pay the road toll. Dalarna is where the wooden decorative Dala horses are from. But this week's two beers are in review order, the Taddy Porter and Hedemora Porter Heritage Collection.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Our first contestant for this week is the Taddy Porter from the brewery Samuel Smith in the county of York, i.e. Yorkshire in England. The ingredients in the Taddy Porter beer assortment are water, barley malt, cane sugar, hops, and yeast. I could find no information about this beer assortment on the Samuel Adams website, but the ingredients was written on the back bottle label. The brewery claims that this beer is vegan friendly. The best before date on this particular beer is not absent in as usual is with beers from the UK these post-Brexit days, but I cannot read out the year of the best before date. It says L22201. However, the best before month and date is July 24. And it's probably 2023 anyway. I purchased it in late September 2022. It has been standing in my cooler since. The Taddy Porter beer assortment comes in a size 35.5 centiliters, i.e. 12 liquid ounces bottle. That is an American size bottle for some reason. Oh wait, Samuel Adams was an American politician, one of the instigators of the American Revolution. Samuel Adams is an American beer. Watch out, ye English. No, actually, it is an English beer. It was founded in 1758 in Yorkshire, England. And that's the final word. The bottle front label is two-folded and mostly red, white, and black with some golden text. The Tuddy Porter beer assortment costs 24 Swedish kronor, i.e. $2.30. That is 77 cents per 4 ounces of beer. And that's pretty cheap. Systembolaget says that the preferred serving temperature on this beer is 8 to 10 degrees Celsius, i.e. about 46 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The brewery's website says nothing about the preferred serving temperature. The Tuddy Porter beer assortment has got a 5% ABV. 5%. How about the experience then? It's got a really nice cane sugary aroma, coffee-like. About four fingers tall head. And it's a dark brown, almost black. And of course, I cannot see my fingers through the glass. It's a porter, goddammit. It's a nice aroma. And it's a large head on it. My first impression is this is a very, I'm positive about this beer. It's going to be a high review, I think already now, but I might change my mind, I don't know. It quenches my thirst, and it's rich. I wonder if they've been brewing this beer all the way back to the 18th century, and they have, if that is the case, they have had plenty of time to perfect this beer assortment. I like to drink it. It's smooth. I'd say that it's not very bread-like. I don't think so. But it's yeasty. I'm not sure I can say that it's malty, but it certainly isn't lacking maltiness, but it's a porter, so it's difficult to say. There are plenty of other flavors like coffee, cane sugary. It's not very fruity. I can say already now that this beer would come on my plus list. That means that I would buy it because of the low price of this beer, the cost of it. I would buy this again when I have finished my series of beer reviews and strategic lessons. In about, I'm not sure if I'm going to continue with it for much longer because, I'm not sure. The taste on my palate is a little bit sweet, but it's okay. It's good. It quenches my thirst really well. And I was thirsty right now. I've been out all day to a furricon, actually. I'm not a furricon myself, but I don't think you know what a furricon is anyway. Look it up. Furricon. Taste on my palate is a little bit sweet. But I think it's good. It's not very bitter or hoppy, but it's good enough. I mean, I wouldn't say it's good enough. I mean, it's very good. The British do make good beers sometimes. It's not candy-like, but it's smooth. It's not fruity. And if there are any spices in it, who knows? Who knows? The undertone is yeah, perhaps a little bit peppery, actually. In the undertone. I'm not sure, but I think so. And I don't think it's a very high carbonation level in it. It's almost creamy. Good. It's not acidic and there are no aberrations. It is, of course, dark roasted and it's unfiltered, I guess. Let's see here. Is there any other flavors in it? Are there any other flavors in it? I wouldn't say bread flavored with wort, but I have it as in my template. But I won't say it. I don't think perhaps no. You could say that it's a little bit chocolate-like, coffee-like and chocolate-like. But I wouldn't go further than saying that. I mean, I don't want to say call it fudge-like. It would be good to go too far in my review. No, that's about it. What about grading then? How many devils do I grade this beer? Particularly when considering that it costs, what was it, 24 kronas? That is $2.30. That is 77 cents per 4 ounces of beer. One moment. Excuse me. And it's only 5% in ABV level. And it's amazing. I would bet this Taddy Porter is one of their main beers that they have been brewing for a long time, even though I couldn't find it on the website. I'd say that this beer is worth 9 devils out of 10 possible. And for the price, if we consider the low price tag, I'd say 10 devils out of 10 possible. It's a super beer. Yeah. I think this is going on my list for beers I'm going to be sipping in the future. That'll be good instead of drinking them in this pace while reviewing them. Just sitting and sipping it and reading a book outside on my porch. A warm summer day. Well, not too warm, not too hot, but a warm summer day. That'd be good. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to our second contestant. Our second contestant this week is the Hedemora Porter Heritage Collection Assortment, a normal to low ABV porter beer from the brewery Oppigårds in Dalarna, Sweden. The beer assortment contains water, Pilsner malt, caramel malt, roasted barley, malt, hops, and yeast. The hop is of the English sort East Kent Golding. The best before date on this particular beer bottle is the end of August 2023. I purchased this beer at the end of September 2022. It has been standing in my cooler since. At present date, it is late February 2023. The bottle contains 33 centiliters, i.e. about 11 liquid ounces. The bottle label is light brown with brown text. It is a very simple looking but appealing one-folded label. This porter beer cost me only 23 Swedish kronor, i.e. about $2.20. That is 80 cents per 4 ounces of beer. The preferred serving temperature for the Hedemora Porter is, according to Systembolaget, 10 to 12 degrees Celsius, i.e. about 50 to 54 degrees Fahrenheit. The brewery says nothing about preferred serving temperatures. The Hedemora Porter beer assortment has got a 5.6% ABV. 5.6%. How about the experience then? It's almost like it's got a licorice aroma. It's got about a 2 fingers tall head, and it's brown, dark brown in color. I can't see my fingers through the glass. And the aroma is the licorice aroma. I don't know if it's got licorice taste, but it's got a licorice aroma. First impression. Good beer. Almost like if it was liquor in it, but it's not. It's 5.6%, so they probably didn't waste any money on pouring liquor in this beer for 23 kronas per beer, 11 centiliters. I mean 33 centiliters, 11 ounces. But it's... pretty rich. I wouldn't say that it's bread-like. Perhaps pumpernickel bread. But it's, as I said, it's not so full-bodied in itself. It's like there's liquor in it, so but there's not. But I don't think that there is, but anyway, but it's bread-like without the calories. What do you call it? Calories? I don't know. The thing that makes you fat. There's no, it lacks that, but it's got pumpernickel bread taste, but not so full bodied as a bread, a loaf of bread. Anyway, it's not very yeasty. Or perhaps I only sense the liquor. But it's not a bad beer, even though it's got this liquor taste. It's more of a malty beer than I could sense in the former beer. Yeah, I think it's easier to say that this is malty. Taste on my palate, liquor. A little bit sweet, not very much. It's not that dry either. Well, again, licorice. I mean, not licorice, but liquor. It's not very bitter at all. Not very hoppy. Almost caramel sweet, like your grandma's old candy. I wouldn't say, I wouldn't go too far, but maybe it's not very fruity. I don't sense any spices in it. I don't sense any. And the undertone is liquor taste. And licorice taste also. Carbonation level, I don't think it's very high. But we'll see. It's not creamy like the former beer. And it's not acidic, and there's a liquor aberration. For a porter, it's not very dark roasted. I think it's filtered. Let's see here if there's there are any other flavors in it or tastes. The pumpernickel bread without excuse me, without the whatever you call it, it makes you fat. You know what I mean? It's a little bit sweet, but not much, not very much anyway. And licorice taste, I've said that. Surprisingly a little coffee-like for a porter, but okay, what about grading then? How many devils do I grade this beer? I grade this beer 7 devils out of 10 possible. It's not a bad beer. I wouldn't say that. Never. But not the best beer either. Not so good as the former beer. Okay. Absolutely don't drink and operate heavy machines, military or civilian. Drink responsibly or not at all. Don't drink at all if you're underage or pregnant. This week's lesson I call Iran and the West from a historical perspective. A quote from the book Silk Roads. The first shipment of 100 anti-tank missiles from the United States with gyro stabilization and wire guidance fired from tubes, so-called tube-launched optically tracked wire-guided missiles, or TOWs, was sent in the summer of 1985. The weapons were shipped by sea through an intermediary who was eager to establish contacts with Tehran. The intermediary was Israel. The friendly relationship appears surprising given that Iranian leaders had routinely called for Israel to be wiped off the map. But by the mid-1980s, ties were so close that Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin announced, "Israel is Iran's best friend, and we have no intention of changing our position on that." End quote. Page 534 in the book Silk Roads. Was it all that cleverly handled by the Israelis, considering that Tehran had threatened Israel with annihilation so many times? Israel put Iran on the party in the Middle East and in Asia because it was evidently so that the Israelis helped Iran, and the Israelis wanted the countries there to know that. In doing so, Israel lowered Iran's status in their part of the world and made it more difficult for Iran to pursue its grand politics at Israel's expense. Apparently, the Israelis felt that the strategic advantages of making Iran appear as a partner to Israel, which they de facto were, outweighed the tactical disadvantages of providing Iran with the TOWs. Iran is an enemy of, but not an adjacent neighbor to Israel. Probably the US had a more concrete reason for selling TOWs to Iran that had to do with the oil. At this time, The war between Iran and Iraq was going on. Iraq began a tanker war by attacking Iranian oil tankers in the Persian Gulf, and Iran responded with the same means. At the end of the war, the United States provided indirect military support, and U.S. naval forces were sent to the Persian Gulf. The official mission was to protect international oil traffic, since oil tankers were attacked by both sides. But the U.S. Navy only protected the oil tankers that did not originate from Iran. Swedish Bofors AB quietly smuggled explosives and gunpowder to Iran via intermediaries in East Germany. Iraq received extensive financial support from, among others, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. During the Cold War, Iraq was allied with the Soviet Union, which was also Iraq's main arms supplier. The previous Iranian regime had been allied with the United States, but Khomeini's regime was not. American support for Iraq consisted, among other things, of intelligence reports on and satellite images of the Iranian units. It thus appears that the US and the West and Israel did not want a winner in the war between Iran and Iraq, and that Israel was allowed to take advantage of the stalemate the West created. The US could choose which satellite images to share with the Iraqis, and thus the US could reduce the effect of its own aid to Iran. Iran should have won if the two belligerent countries had been left alone to duke it out. Thank you, and see you later, alligator. At a while, crocodile.